This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you to preview the Memorial Golf Tournament. One of the bigger tournaments, I would say, of the golf calendar year. Certainly not a major, but one that is worthy of our attention. Mirfield Village Golf Club Course in Dublin, Ohio is the site. It is a longer course, folks, 7,571 yards. And so if you don't like a bomber, then you're going to be in a bind there. Average fairway widths, smaller greens for this tournament. And so you're looking for a bomber, and you're certainly looking for someone with a great approach game, great iron hybrids, all that good stuff. So this is definitely a tournament when you're looking for bets to err on those particular golfers. And so, Joe, as far as any bets you have on your portfolio, give us, say, one or two that really stand out to you.
Well, there's one golfer. Well, we were actually talking about it. We'll see. I'm sure there are a lot of names that are going to come up a lot. And the one that stands out that has the best history here and the form is off the charts, and he's always up there in majors. He's got that name value. I've got Xander Schauffele, and he's 14-1 for outrights. But if you're looking for some other bets like top 10s, top 20s, matchups, it certainly makes all the sense in the world that he's going to be popular. And if you look at his last five events since the Masters, he's got three, the top four, he's got a 10, and he's got an 18. And then also here, he's top 20 just every single time. Last four times, he's top 20. Did he really threaten to win? No, he was just outside the top 10. But as far, if you're doing matchups, top 10, top 20, it feels like Schauffele is as safe as it comes.
I like that. Oh, gosh. It's chalky. But I'm just going to do it. John Rahm out of ASU. Oh, my man. It's surprising he went to ASU, by the way. But, I mean, he did not look good at the PGA Championship, but he did win here in 2020, and then he was doing very well there in 2021 until he had to withdraw because he got COVID. So I'm just going to be on Rahm this week. That's one of my favorites. One thing that I am excited to talk to Pam coming up later in the show about is Rory McIlroy. I mean, is he just someone you kind of want to fade? Like, the value isn't there. He's always high up, you know, or shorter odds, I should say. But like, what's going on with him? He doesn't seem to be, you know, as dominant or consistent as we're used to seeing from like Rahm, Scheffler, even Cantlay.
Yeah. I always fade Rory. I mean, you just get too much value going against him, whether we're talking tournament or round by round matchups. Now there are certain spots with him, I don't know if you guys would agree with this, but you know, when he's out of the conversation, I love to bet on him in a round by round matchup, because we've seen him on Sunday when it means nothing just put up ridiculous scores, and then when he's in the conversation on Sunday, he's a hard fade. That's been pretty profitable over the years.
That's a good point. Like, wait for him to stumble out of the gates and then get a better number, and then he can come out of nowhere on Sunday, because we have seen that for sure. The other thing is, if you are looking for value, Jordan Spieth, he's injured. He hasn't been doing well, but there's like 35-1, 40-1 on him. I thought that was kind of interesting, but maybe it's a little dicey because he seems injured.
To me, it's not because he's injured. His form does not fit this course very well. He is not a bomber compared with the John Rahms of the world. So to me, like, even if he were fully healthy, I wouldn't like him in a tournament like this. I mean, Colonial before that, you know, those kinds of tournaments. I mean, I think there's a reason why Spieth hasn't won a PGA championship yet, because that is a tournament where, you know, you don't necessarily have to be a bomber per se, but definitely you need some of those skills to be in contention. And it's just never really worked out for him. So I don't like Spieth. In fact, one place where I'm going to fade him in a matchup, Justin Thomas over Jordan Spieth at -130. That's one I love a lot. You know, it's something I think we talked about, you know, around PGA Championship time, where Justin Thomas is one of those golfers where he really should be in the conversation with a John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, guys like that. But sometimes he does slip through the cracks, and sometimes that's at our own expense. And so if there's a way to tail JT, I think this is a great matchup for him, where Spieth does not have the course fit. This doesn't suit his game very well. Meanwhile, Justin Thomas, he's someone who could very well be in contention, could be someone you want to look at as far as an outright win is concerned. But at least as far as this matchup goes, -132, there's some great value there, Joe.
Oh, what about anybody even considering Billy Horschel? Last year's winner.
No. Wrote him down.
He's awesome down here. I know. And you don't go back to back. We rarely see it. He has a 13 and a 9 the last few years as well. 250-1. Is that what are you saying outright, Paul?
No, I mean, I have it written down. I'm more like, what about top 10 at 9-1 or top 20 at +360? I mean, his stats and form are terrible. 108th in stroke gained, 143rd, tee to green. He's second from approaches of 200-plus from the right, though. So you got that going for you. But, I mean, all kidding aside, I mean, you're seeing a 200. Like, do you have to play it? Just because it's not just a one-time outlier. Like, four top 15s. That's why I think top 20 +360 is how I'm going to play him.
Top 40 is +130.
Yeah.
I wouldn't that hate too. That bet, but I don't know how much course history matters in a situation like this. If your recent form is bad, then I might dwell on that just a little bit more. I don't know how much like knowing this course really helps you, if that makes sense. So in that respect, like a top 40, all right, I'm fine with that, but to go higher than that, I would get a little nervous. I'm not sure there's quite there. We haven't talked about Scottie Scheffler yet, which I think matters a great deal. I mean, you look at someone who has finished in the top 12 of every single one of his last 15 tournaments. He's always in contention, and I think this course suits him really well. I mean, a top 10 finish here for Scheffler is -165. Yeah, you're laying a bit of a price, but to me, I think there's value there, as much of a guarantee as you're going to get.
Who's playing better than him? Anybody in the world playing better golf than Scottie Scheffler right now? I know he hasn't won recently, but I don't think so. Last 3 weeks, they're all top five. Top five last 3 weeks. A three, a two, and a five. We go back to the Masters. He was 10th. Last time he was here a couple years ago, he was third. Yeah, I mean, it's just the price when it comes down to him. Or what specific bet do you want to do? If you're going matchups, you know you're going to have to face the other top guys. So I didn't look down the matchups yet. I'm assuming they're putting him up against guys like Cantlay, because Cantlay has awesome history. He's won it twice. He was third here last year. Terrific form. I'm sure that's the kind of bet you would have to make if you want to do a matchup with Scheffler. You feel comfortable with that over Cantlay?
I would
prefer Scheffler, but I, as far as matchups go, I'm not going to go in that direction just because it gets a little too volatile and the value's not quite right.
Yep.
Like, this could be one of those tournaments. I mean, Rahm, Scheffler, both good history. Cantlay too. Like, it could just be the top of the board. And anything further down the board just doesn't work out. Like, as far as outrights go, that was my first note here. You got Dodge, Rahm, and Scheffler, who have great history here. And then you got a guy like Cantlay, with 10 to 1, I'm just not interested, like, at all at that number. So looking further down the board, there were some guys like Sungjae. So I've got to play Sungjae and Lowry every tournament. Those are my guys. I'm just doing it. But Sungjae was 10th last year, 13 to stroke gains, but he has back-to-back missed cuts. Not great. Lowry, top 12th at the PGA, top 16 at the Masters, two top 20s and a top 10 here. And then they both are top 10 in rough approach at this course, according to Betsports Golf. So, and this is some of the thickest rough on the PGA Tour, so worth noting. Yeah. Other guys, actually my favorite, I'll give you my favorite one at the number. Siwoo Kim.
There it is. Here's what scares me about him. Here's what scares me. He has played a ton of golf over the last couple of months. And that's really it right now. But go ahead with your Siwoo case.
Yeah, I didn't expect, he was not on my radar, and still I really dug into the numbers. Top 20 each of his last three tournaments here, current form, top 29, T29 Colonial. Missed the cut at the PGA, T2 at Byron Nelson, T29 at the Masters. He'll definitely play a top 20 at plus 190. But we talked about approach. Yeah. 25th on strokes gained with approach, 22nd overall, 21st in total driving. He's not a bomber, but he's 12th in driving accuracy. So at 60 to 1 and the top 20 at plus 190, those would be a couple of plays there.
I think the top 20 is a good look since he finished 18th or better there in three straight trips. That's impressive.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to let Paul's head explode here because I found this matchup. Shane Lowry plus 112 or Ricky Fowler minus 142.
Again?
You're
doing it again?
You beat me to it. Well, let's point out that you are wearing the Fowler colors, and I thought that was the plan.
I did like regrettingly, like I didn't have FOMO, but I saw him creeping up the board last week. I was like, don't make this a real thing, Ricky. We know you don't like, this isn't you, but no. I mean, he's been playing good golf, but is he going to win?
What a nice matchup, Fowler versus Lowry. Lowry seems like the play there, plus 112.
We played Lowry last week against them. 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Right.
Jeez, this Fowler thing is getting out of control. There's a sports book that has a minus 600 to make the cut. That's dumb.
What?
No.
Wow.
No way. Not
this
doing
is
that.
Stupid. Yeah.
It is. It's getting ridiculous. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, Pam Maldonado joins us with all of her plays for the Memorial and what she's sweating in the French Open. Right here on the BetQL Network.